Good morning to those who once again have tuned in to the Seeds of Truth, brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. How good it is to have you in our audience, and may we all be continually challenged by the revealed truth of God's Word. And I continue to remind each one that if you have a question and or a comment, to please let us know. If you would desire a copy of this lesson or a cassette of any of these programs, you can do so by accessing our website at rmcoc.com or by calling us at 804-530-1764. Now to our study for the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. As a rule, we turn to Christ and the apostles for our precepts and examples, and we learn by them, and we follow them. Today we shall sit at the feet of a great traitor, that we might learn some important lessons. In Matthew chapter 27, we read of the vile acts of a man named Judas, one of the chosen 12, who loved money and who betrayed our Lord, one who became the traitor. And what are some lessons that we might learn from the act of Judas? Well, lesson number one, sin is worse than men think it is. And probably Judas was surprised when Christ was condemned and sentenced to death. And most likely such an end was not planned. Judas didn't expect the Lord to be crucified, and yet this didn't lessen his crime, did it? He's still the one who betrayed our Lord. History reveals to us that sin has always been worse than men had thought it to be. And surely the consequences of Adam's sin could not have been grasped. The results of Cain's sin could have never been anticipated. And look at the sin of Moses, of David, and Bathsheba. And so on we go. Paul tells us in Romans 5:12, therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. And again in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Who can foresee the end of even the least sin? An idle word, a foolish deed, a brief pause in the life of a Christian, a moment of slackness, little sins. Not that they are smaller in God's sight, but little sins breed larger sins. Sin is very progressive. Just read James chapter 1, verses 13 through 18, and you're going to get a clear picture of the progressiveness of sin and its consequences. Lesson number two, sin cannot be escaped. Why was Judas smitten with remorse? Who had accused him? As far as we know, no one. Yet he was driven to commit suicide. He went out and hanged himself. And you know, there are four courts before which a man must stand. First, the court of the land. That would be civil law. In the case of Judas, it would be Pilate. Then the court of public opinion. That would be social law. Third, the court of the conscience. That would be moral law. And fourth, the court of God. That would be divine law. Mankind needs to learn that the law of God holds precedence over the others. For unless it's right in the court of God, the law of the land and public opinion nor the conscience can make it right. Peter said we must obey God rather than man, Acts 5:29. In our day and time, churches seek to justify their actions by public opinion. Just look how many people are doing it like this. Sometimes we hear the statement, a church that has many members must be right. Not so, my friend, unless that church is doing things founded upon the truth of the Word of God. Size does not make right or wrong. Scriptural authority is what settles the matter about being right with God. You need a thus saith the Lord if you would have heaven's approval. Where does the Bible authorize it? Whatever we are teaching or practicing. Lesson number three, sin cannot be covered. It makes no difference how sin is committed. It will be exposed. It simply cannot be pushed under the rug. It can't be whitewashed. It can't be forgotten. It may be like the sin of Cain. You remember in Genesis 4:8 that Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel? The crime was committed in secret, or so he thought, but Jehovah was well aware of the sin, and Cain had to answer to God for that vile deed. It may be like the sin of Esau in Genesis 25, verses 32.